Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Proverbs, chapter 21 and verse 23. We continue to speak about the tongue. And we have reached the situation that where's the time and situation that we need to keep silent, and we will learn more from the scriptures. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 23 says, "Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles." We know how to keep our mouth and our tongue. We'll be able to keep our souls from unnecessary troubles and problems. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray. We trust that you send us your word on time that we need. I pray that your word will be clear to us and speak to each and everyone. Answer clearly our questions, even if we are at the crossroad. Make us understand which way you want us to follow. I pray your still voice come to us tonight, O God. Comfort us, heal us, revive us. Raise us once again to serve you with a committed heart, with faith and trust in you. Take the message. Make it reach those weary souls who are seeking you. Let your message bring the fruit here and to the places that the message will reach. Let your name be glorified. Anoint my lips, put verses and statement, and direct the message in the way you want it to move. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, it's not that certain time we need to keep silent, but certain time we need to listen. Can you get the point here? Certain time we want to speak. We want to speak and we arrange our talk and speak, but we are not aware that we need to listen first. And you know, God speaks. God speaks in a different ways. He speaks from the scriptures. He speaks with an audible voice. And God also speaks through people. And God speaks also through news and events. Especially those shaking youth, we must heed what God is telling to us. Especially this shaking news that we hear, and all of a sudden we hear something terrible that shakes our soul, body, and spirit. These are the rebukes of God to us, and He wants us to get a lesson from all what He is speaking. In the book of Proverbs chapter 31, have you one day you were very calm and quiet and you hear such a news even does not relate to you, but you are shaken? That's God rebuke. God rebuke, because many times we take lightly the word of God, the message of God, the warning of God. God speaks through dreams and He shakes. Through news, through problems. But there is voice of the Holy Ghost even in calamities. And that's what scriptures speak. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1, say, "A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke." Certain time we want to speak more, but there's already a rebuke reaching us. We need to give attention to what the Spirit is telling us. You know, in the book of Revelation, chapter 23, seven times it's repeated, "He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church." We will not be able to listen if we still continue to want to speak or retain certain things. And we must also differentiate the voice of God, the whisper of God, the language of God, because there are other languages that will disturb, will confuse. And we need to be very careful to follow the scriptures, because the voice of devil will play all the notes to disturb, to confuse, to distract, to mislead. And the only guide left for us to differentiate is the scriptures. We need to be very careful. There's voice of devil, voice of demons, voice of ego, voice of emotions, and voice of anger. All these voices. And you need to switch off all of them so that you can hear the voice of the Holy Ghost, what the Spirit says to the church. That's why our eyes are always on scriptures. Let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes. Chapter 5 and verse 1 to 7. Keep thy foot when you go to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon air, therefore let thy words be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When thou bowest a vow unto God, deter not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it thou that thou shouldest not vow, than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice, and destroy the work of thine hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also diverse vanities, but fear thou God. You know, there is one statement in verse 6. I was meditating from morning till now, and I'm writing this message and preparing it. But now, as I stood, there's something very strong touched me. You say, God be angry at thy voice. Have you get the point here? A certain time when we speak, we are disturbing God, and God is angry at our voice. There's a certain time we need to listen. He should speak to us. Let's go to verse 1. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. Now here, hearing, when we speak, we are moving. When we say anything, we are marking a way to go through it. Whether a promise or vow or opinion, we are setting our foot to do certain things, but God has not spoken anything about it. You see, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house. When the house of God is not only the church. When you are in God's presence, and we are always in God's presence, let us not let our tongue lead our feet to where God is not calling us to move. Be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. Our life should be offered to God fully. In the book of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, speaking about the sacrifice of food, when we speak and we open our mouth, not only with the wrong word, even the right word, but if God had not ordained it, it is a sacrifice of food. Book of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15 say, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Now he wants us to offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Not only singing. What he means, the sacrifice of praise, that is the fruit of our lips. The fruit of our lips, what we are going to speak to God. The calf of our lips. There's the calf of the leg that we move by this muscle. This one, here at the back of the leg, is the calf. The calf of the lips, what we are going to come to God and speak. Are we going to come to God confessing and renouncing our sin and repenting? That's what God is expecting from us. That is the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice of praise, that God is willing to listen at any time. And after the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, what he say? What is the next word?
Giving
thanks. Giving thanks, yeah. Confession of sin and repentance, anytime. You are free. When we want to confess our sin, he's available. That's not the time you have to listen. No, God will require to listen to you. The fruit of our lips. And then after that, start to give thanks. With an open eyes to see all the good things, the great things, the wonderful things that the Lord has done in our lives. In verse 2, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 2, be not rash with your mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore let thy words be few. And then say, not be quickly to speak, not be rash with thy mouth, and don't let your heart or anger emotion be fast, and allowing your emotion to be vocalized before God. You know, in the book of Job, we know that when God allowed certain calamities to come on the life of Job, there are three friends who came to him. They were not good. Even when they advised him, they were bad comforter to him. But there's the fourth person, his name Elihu. He was listening, he was younger than others, and he gave them chance to speak, to try to convince Job. He was listening to all what they were speaking, including what Job had spoken. You know, we read what he said to Job. When he opened his mouth and started to correct Job, he told him that God is greater than man. And he told him, you have spoken certain things not correct and wrong against God. Let's go to the book of Job chapter 33. That's what he said, don't be rash. Quickly. In verse 12, he told them, behold, open your eyes and see. In this thou art not just, you are not correct in this way. I will answer thee, that God is greater than man. He told them, you did not recognize yourself. God is greater than man. And sometimes when we go, how to explain things with our own emotions, is so far away from Him. Let's read verse 9, what Job has said about God. And Elihu, no, he was listening and he was catching what Job was speaking. And he told him, I have the Spirit of God. And he was, as if he was God there, and he was telling him, you say this, and you say that, and you say this. In verse 9, I am a clean without transgression. That's what Job saying. I am without sin. I am innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. Behold, he findeth occasion against me, speaking against God, that he findeth something to catch me, just picking on me things. He counted me for his enemy. That's what Job said. He put my feet in the stocks. He marked all my path. You know, he was listening, was quiet. But as if God was there, he's telling him, this is what you say, this is what you say, this is what you say against God. Now, when the three friends of Job attacked him, he started to justify himself. Because they are telling him, you are a sinner. When he started to justify himself, he crossed the limit and he put the blame in certain occasions that God allowed it to fall on him. The point here, if you go to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 2, and he said, do not be rash. You know, whatever we speak, it is a vow. When we give opinion, we are giving a vow and we are making certain commitment when we speak. That's why when we are correcting ourselves from the scripture, we need to say, before we were wrong. Now, that is the right way that God wants us. When he say, be not rash with thy mouth. And you know, as we have learned from Psalm 39, if you want to speak, let us speak only to God. Because when Job was speaking to God, no one is listening, it's fine. It can be, you know, he will correct him. But when Job says it to the three, four people, and they are hearing, God should now speak and interfere, because the doctrine was already changed. When we speak unseemly word, the doctrine of God, the word of doctrine is the practice of God. God's way will be changed with what we speak. God would interfere to rebuke us, even publicly, so that he will prove that we are a liar, but he is the truth. Sacrifice of the fools that we have read in verse 1, it is idle word, slanders, lies, personal opinions, alternate emotion, idle words, even good words, but not from the Holy Ghost, they are sacrifice of fools. Verse 3, God was correcting Job through Elihu. God is correcting us today, all of us. You say, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by a multitude of words. Here, a dream is a vision, like the dreaming of certain things to do. How we say here, the dream will come through multitude of business. There's work need to be done. Yeah? And a fool's voice is known by the multitude of his words. If we continue to speak what we will not do, that is already also a foolishness. So better, if you will not do, if you cannot do, better we keep ourselves silent. When thou bowest above unto God, defer not to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast bought. When we speak something, even if it's not a vow, this opinion, it is already commitment. We have to prove it. God has no pleasure of us if we only talk what we don't do. That's what you say, you listen first. We have to listen what God's saying. Better is that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. And let's hear the point. Like Job, when he spoke, he not only spoke it to God, but there were a group around him that need to be corrected. That need to be rectified. And that what God always doing in our life. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thy hands? God will bring us back to the word that we have spoken and to the commitment that we had uttered unto God. That's why we need to listen more to what God, the Holy Ghost, is speaking to us. We need to differentiate it. How? Go back to the scriptures. At a certain time, I am about to move, but then I just keep my feedback because the scripture is not done. It is not, I can't put it together. There is something that I need to wait for another instruction, another voice will come, so I can see the scripture is fulfilled when I'm going to move. In verse 7, he says, for in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also diverse varieties, but fear thou God. Now here the word dream is repeated in verse 7, but it is accompanied by words, not a business, not a action we are doing, only words speaking, but there is no action fruitful. He described it as vanities. And that's when we speak without things based on scripture, things that we hear from the Holy Ghost, we are just making vanities. Let's move to the New Testament. And the book of Luke. And verse 38 to verse 42 is this story. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Now if we compare the scripture with Ecclesiastes chapter 5. I say, don't let your foot go ahead when you go to the house of God. Now here, Christ came to the house of Martha. Martha was cumbered moving with her feet, but her sister was sitting at his feet hearing his word. That's what he said. When you go to listen, rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools. No, here Martha, what she did? No. First she accused the Lord. Why you don't care? Second, she accused her sister. Tell her what she told him. My sister have left me to serve alone. She accused her sister. And third, made her therefore that she help me. She want to herself to preserve the meeting. You tell her to come and help me. She want to be the head instead of Christ. Now, if she had said in her heart, it was fine. But she has said it to everyone. That's why the Lord, he need to answer her also publicly so that things to be rectified and corrected. Now, Martha, she loved the Lord. Have you get the point? And all of us, we love the Lord. That's why he does not want us to utter sacrifices of fools. That we say it today, tomorrow we regret, because we are nothing it based on what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. It is not based on what the Scripture speaks. You see, Mary was at peace, was at the feet of Jesus. Martha was at the head. She is the one to dictate and give orders. Mary was sitting at his feet, waiting for him to speak before she will move forward. That's why when we speak honestly things, even if it is correct from the many of people's opinion, even if the good stuff you speak, if not the Holy Spirit had led you to say it, it is a sacrifice of food. What do we need to do? Let us read the Bible. Let us obey the word of God. Let us train ourselves to hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. Let us see the Scripture fulfilled in what he says, and let us allow the Scripture to be fulfilled in our life. Let us be very keen to do the very things that we really, he had told us, really his voice is very clear, Scripture is confirmed, so that before we take our first step to do the very things of God. Let's all stand. Let us be careful, especially these days. The voice of demons, lying spirit, deceiving spirit, so rampant. Emotions so flare up. False teachers round about, speaking idle words, not based on scriptures. We should be very careful. At the feet of Jesus, that's our medicine. At the feet of Jesus, hear the word, scripture there. It how it goes together. That's how we can make it to heaven. And repentance. If you want to speak, if I need to speak something, Lord, forgive me. I renounce this sin of God. Oh God, thank you for your word. That taught me not to be hasty, speak unnecessarily, foolish sacrifices, idle words, wrong opinions. Also, raising my anger. Oh God, teach us to have self-control. Lord, give me self-control. But even if I am hurt and I want to speak and I can't control, I don't need to say it publicly if I am not sure. Oh God, because it will ignite you to anger when we hear something not correct. Oh God, I repent. Give me more patience. Fill me with more love. Take all the flesh and the wrong spirit, oh God. Take away all spirit of accusation. I rebuke the name of Jesus. Help us, help me, Lord, to see your ways clearly from the scriptures. Open my ears, O God, to hear your voice. Direct me, O God. Lord, I choose today the best, the good portion to be at your feet. Like Mary, O God, I am tired. I keep silent in your presence. O Lord, hearing your voice, leading me. Hear our prayer, O God. Hear the prayer of my brothers and sisters as we fall down at your feet. Fall down, we lay our crown at the feet of Jesus. The greatest Lord, mercy and love at the feet. The Holy Ghost be with us all in Christ's name. Amen. And amen.